Greetings and welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength and warrior mind coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com and our world-famous blog, www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Well, today's podcast, I'm going to go over one of my mental strength tips. Each Monday on my blog, I go over a specific mental strength tip, which is an attribute that I've observed in top performers and top achievers throughout my life. And before I go further, I just want to acknowledge a friend, Kevin Matthews, who has a fantastic blog podcast, maximizepotential.co.uk. I'll put a link to this site on my blog also. But these two topics today go hand in hand. His is, you know, maximize potential, which is basically achieving success in different areas of life and what it takes. And this one is excellent results. This podcast is excellent results begin with excellent thinking. And so these two go hand in glove together, the maximize potential and this mental strength tip. If you want to find out more about the mental strength tip itself, I will have a link to it, but it's mental strength tip number two. And I'm going to be focusing more not just on personal success today, but about money and abundance and thoughts behind it and the thinking and how that transitions. And I have some verbiage on my post on here, but I want to start off with some questions. I find that questions really get to the heart, to the soul of beliefs and why things are potentially manifesting the way they are. So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions here, two quick questions, and I want you to answer them immediately without thinking. The first thing that pops into your head, the absolutely first thing that pops into your head. If you're driving, just say it out loud. If you're sitting down listening to it, you don't have to write down the question. I'll write it down in the post. But what I want you to do is write your answer. So if you're ready, money is, answer quickly. Did you get it? Great. The next one is rich people are. Okay. So then this kind of gives a reflection of, and if you answered it quickly without thinking, it's kind of a mirror as to what your perception about money and rich people. Now I want to do something else with you. I want you to ask yourself, say this out loud, I will make $1 million this year. Now, what echo back? We all have a little voice in our head that kind of talks back to us, that echoes back when we say something either out loud or to ourselves. And most of us ignore it and we just go with what we said out loud. And I'm not saying that your inner voice said that you couldn't, but if you're like most people, there was some sort of a resistance like, how am I going to do that? Yeah, right, you've said that before, or yeah, good luck with that, buddy, or whatever it may be. And the purpose of asking big questions like that is to see all these questions, right? Money is, rich people are, I'll make $1 million this year. All of these questions are to evoke your beliefs, the tip of your beliefs about money, about success. And again, this gets back to excellent results begin with excellent thinking. And I'm using, in this particular case, money and abundance as the excellent result. We could use this as far as working out, climbing mountains, driving a race car, whatever it may be. Excellent results begin with excellent thinking. But how do you uncover what that thinking is so that you can change it to become excellent? Part of it is asking these types of questions, and these questions that are very, very, if you answer them quickly, are very difficult to ascertain where they come from. But when you do answer them quickly, that tip, that little light, the tip of the iceberg will start to show. So another one, is success and making money easy or difficult? However you answered that, that is part of a belief. Another question is, why do the rich get richer and the poor get poorer? Again, these are ways to uncover beliefs, uncover your thinking, Because again, this whole process of mental strength and warrior mind coaching comes back to your thinking. And I've coached a lot of people, and a lot of them come back and go, well, how do I know what my thinking is? How do I know what my beliefs are? How do I know what this is? Well, you look at your results, for one. The results around you are immediate and direct reflection of your thinking. The other one is, if you don't see the results or can't acknowledge those results, you start asking yourself some of these very powerful questions. Again, money is, rich people are. And then there's some other questions here that about abundance and wealth. And there's some beliefs that I've heard about is that, you know, I'll wreck my personal life if I attempt to become wealthy. Basically, what that person or that belief is that there's no work-life balance in getting rich. Now, that would be a very disempowering belief, I would think, to hold on to. And the purpose of this podcast now is to, it's almost like a mini coaching session without me hearing your response, but I want you to respond back to these, see what type of energy comes up when you hear these. Rich and successful people are snobs, crooks, and connivers. Just look at what Wall Street and the economic meltdown has done. So has that economic meltdown, has that tainted your beliefs? Has that installed a new belief about rich and successful people? Because if you're looking to become rich, successful, however you define that, and you have a belief that rich and successful people are crooks and connivers because of what just recently happened at Wall Street and the economic meltdown, that's going to become very difficult for you to go there, to become rich. It's almost like saying that all winners at the Tour de France use steroids. Well, then if you ever enter the Tour de France, you automatically would not think that you could win if you weren't using steroids. So these are beliefs that limit us. When we make judgments, a judgment is also part of a belief. And then there's this other limiting belief that says, I don't care that much about money, I just want to have a good life. Well, what you're really saying is that I don't believe I can ever get rich, so I'm just going to give up. And so these are kind of tough, in-your-face type reflections and questions. But again, if we get back to the main point of this podcast is excellent results begin with excellent thinking. If you are truly, I got to ask you this. If this was the pinnacle of your life today was the best that you could ever have hoped for. You've lived your whole life. You've done everything you could. You've done everything. And today was the pinnacle. And from now on, it just goes downhill. Would you be absolutely happy and content with everything that you've done, every person that you've helped, everything that you've accomplished? Would you be absolutely happy and content? If not, you're just going to keep getting this same day over and over again. Because you're not going to be, if you don't change your thinking, this is going to be the peak. This is going to be your pinnacle. This is going to be your maximum potential right now today, unless you change your thinking. And that thinking starts again with this reflection back onto those questions that I've asked and looking at the beliefs. There are some supportive beliefs that I'd like to talk about beliefs about abundance, about money, and about personal success. As achieving success and making money is fun and easy. There are plenty of role models out there. I just need to change what I focus on. So when you look at what you focus on, that supports your beliefs and reinforces your beliefs and exposes your beliefs. So if you look at Wall Street, the economic meltdown, and saying that all rich people are crooks, one, that's your belief, and when you look at it, it supports your belief, so it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, and it's an endless loop. If, however, you feel that achieving success and making money is fun and easy, if that is a belief that you would like to instill, if that's a thinking that you would like to install, you have to consciously, purposely look at role models out there that are making money and do achieve personal success and are having fun at it, as opposed to looking at what supports your limiting belief. Another one, I deserve success, abundance, and wealth. That one is a very tough one, and that one goes deep, because at some level, not to get into any psychoanalysis here, but at some level, we all have a limiting belief of that we're not unworthy, or we are unworthy at some level due to childhood issues, et cetera, et cetera. But when you say to yourself, I deserve success, abundance, and wealth, what comes up? And I would say that an affirmation is, I am a unique individual that adds value to people's lives. You might go, yeah, baloney. Well, that's another reflection of a belief. We all add value to people's lives every single day, or we at least have the opportunity to add value. That value could be as simple as opening a door for somebody, giving somebody a smile and saying, create a great day. Those are all adding something to people's lives. When we take our eyes off of ourselves and put them on how we can add value to other people's lives, then by adding that, not only do we deserve success, abundance, and wealth, but we'll also start to attract it. So by taking our eyes off ourselves and saying, how can I help people today, really, really helps with that deserving of success. Another thought that I really coach around is that my results are tied directly to my thoughts, and to have success and abundance and wealth, I think empowering, supportive thoughts about success, abundance, and wealth, obviously. And what underscores that is, I have never found a successful person that complains, blames, or justifies where they are. That's basically the victim mentality. You either, you know, this is the cause and effect equation I've talked a lot about in my coaching. The cause, the effect. If we blame, complain, justify, that is not excellence in thinking. That's being on the effect side. Oh, poor, poor me. But when we take responsibility, that's being the effect. So you have you can either have reasons or you can have results. The reasons are the effect side. The results are the cause side. And this gets back again to, I want to keep tying this back to excellent thinking. Excellent thinking. So excellent results begin with excellent thinking. And regardless, the results that you are getting at some level reflect your thinking. If you're not happy with your results, doing more of the same is going to keep getting you more of the same. And I think of a few podcasts ago, I talked about free will. This is where all this ties together. Yes, you can think differently, but if you think differently only on what you know is exactly what you're getting. So you need to actually step out of the box completely and think something so crazy and find a way to support that. Now, that is a long stretch, and that's what coaching comes in handy for, is to, because a coach can help you, whether it's me or someone else, but a coach can help you take a look at that thinking and saying, okay, you've thought that before, you thought that before, you thought that before. All those three ways of thinking produce the same results from a different angle. Let's look at a different way completely that you never even thought of to start thinking and see what results come there. And then the coach will hold you accountable, give you some exercises to do. But again, this gets back to this free will and mental strength, because the mental strength is creating the habit of doing this. I'm taking a class right now about Beyond Limits, and there's a practice involved with it. And one person asked in class is, well, how do you practice this? And the teacher said, well, just look at any addict. They practice, they practice, they practice, they practice, they practice, and they get addicted to that habit. It's the same thing with mental strength thinking and excellent thinking. It's a habit. It has to be practiced and practiced and practiced. You need to become addicted, and I use that word in quotes, to excellent thinking. You can't afford the luxury of a negative thought, because that thought will fester and will grow and will attract others, and then your results are going to show from it. So partly what I can say here is that when you start to look at your results, ask yourself, how can I get better results? Just asking that question is going to help start thinking differently. If you say, I don't want these results, that's not going to get you anything. But how can I get better results? How can I get different results? What can I do to think differently? How can I start to think differently? Ask these inquiring questions. Your unconscious mind will automatically go to work for you and start to percolate up ideas. You ask this right before you go to sleep. How can I think differently? How can I create excellent thinking? How can, if you ask yourself this while you go to sleep, your unconscious mind will give you some dreams, but also you're going to wake up with some ideas. Very successful people have done this before. They've asked their unconscious mind these questions before they go to sleep. They wake up and boom, there's an idea for them to have. So I really hope that this message has been driven home about excellent results begin with excellent thinking, and that you take it to heart. Go to the blog, read the questions, write them down, contemplate on them, and really, really start to challenge your thinking based on your results. And again, I just want to give a shout out to Kevin Matthews and Maximize Potential. Again, it's maximizepotential.co.uk. All his stories there with great individuals support 100% the message of this podcast. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And if you don't take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.